For years, doctors, pharmacists and even state coroners have called on all governments to work together to set up a national system of real-time monitoring of dangerous and addictive prescription drugs. They want a program to raise the alarm when people are doctor shopping for dangerous drugs. And today, the federal government's committing $16 million this year to a national rollout of a real-time monitoring system to do just that. The federal health minister is Greg Hunt. Mr. Hunt, good morning and welcome to AM.
Good morning, Sabra.
This plan for real-time monitoring, is it about stopping people from accidentally overdosing on prescription meds or identifying people who doctor shop or identifying addicts?
In fact, it's all three of the above. Many people will use prescription drugs and in some cases they will develop an addiction. That will be an accidental process. And if you think of them as the very strong prescription drugs such as morphine or OxyContin or fentanyl, we know that there have been approximately 600 deaths a year. So it's about addicts. It's also about those who are accidentally caught up and those who are involved in prescription shopping. And whether it's the AMA or the College of GPs or health professionals across the country, there's been a view for a long while that we need a real-time instant alert system so as pharmacists and doctors can identify whether or not somebody has been shopping for prescription drugs, which are of the strongest variety, which can then be hoarded, either sold or in some in cases used for improper purposes. And 600 deaths a year, it's time to take a real stand.
Practically, so if a patient buys a listed drug in Albury, New South Wales, and then slips across the border to Wodonga in Victoria, for example, to get the script filled again, will that trigger an alert?
Yes. At present, there's no means of comparing and seeing whether or not there is an over-frequency of purchasing of, as you call it, prescription shopping. This is something that we're going to deliver now over the course of the next 18 months. The investment is $16 million, but much more importantly than that is the commitment for the first time to have a genuine safeguard and protection for those who are legitimately using these controlled and dangerous painkillers medicines.
Sorry, Minister, you're investing $16 million. The Victorian government set aside $30 million during its last budget last year for a rollout of the scheme. How much will it cost to fully roll out a scheme and to run it every year?
Well, we're confident that the amount that we've got will set it up. We will have more advice on the annual operating costs, but it's something which the Commonwealth will deal with. The Victorian government funding, I think, covers a range of other elements as well. If you think of morphine, we know in the United States that OxyContin has become a very widely abused drug, fentanyl, important drugs that can help people with their conditions. But when they're hoarded, when they're used in an oversupply situation, we see 600 deaths a year. So it's time for the country to do something about this, and we are.
You're also announcing the listing of a new drug at Clusa on the PBS today to treat Hep C patients, making it cheaper for them to receive the drug. Australian researchers earlier this year said they thought that Hep C could be eradicated by 2026. You've said it can be done by 2030. Why not aim for 2026?
Well, we will aim to do this as quickly as possible. This drug at Clusa helps the 200,000 Australians who are currently dealing with Hep C. And again, here we see 800 deaths, and this has the potential for a success rate of 90%. I'm hopeful that we can well and truly beat our deadline, but for the first time, we have an eradication deadline for Hep C, and that means we can really work towards eradicating and controlling this this condition, which can be so hard for so many Australians.
Managing Director of Coles is concerned that the cost of living pressures that are facing Australians right now are forcing some families to buy junk food instead of fresh foods. How worried are you as Health Minister that ultimately that will translate to poor health for families?
Well, we do have to deal with the cost of living. It's the number one issue for the vast majority of Australians, and we're working on electricity, and of course we took away the carbon tax and saw the largest drop in electricity prices in health.
But on the substance itself, his point, how worried are you by that?
Well, cost of living is critical, so bulk billing and the availability, as we're talking now, of pharmaceutical medicines through the PBS, critical. Now, in terms of food, of course, the supermarkets have the ultimate control above more than anybody else over the pricing of food. But in particular, our task is to help Australians from all walks of life understand that fresh food can not only be cheaper, but is critical to good health. So as much as possible, I would encourage people to use fresh food, and fresh food and simple home preparation can be significantly cheaper, to the extent that the supermarkets have control and influence over prices. They are in a position to assist people to make healthy choices.
And Minister, given the citizenship uncertainty hovering over MPs, should there be an audit conducted by Parliament into the citizenship status of all MPs, as it's a shadow looming over the entire Parliament?
Well, I think the presumption is that everybody is an Australian citizen, and if there are individuals or individual cases that are raised where there's a legitimate concern, then it'll be up to each individual to clarify those.
So that's a no to an audit?
My view is that if there are individual cases, raise them and individuals can deal with them. Either way, effectively, we go through this process of an audit at each election when each of us signs a declaration that we are an Australian citizen and only an Australian citizen, and that we're in compliance with Section 44 of the Constitution.
Health Minister Greg Hunt, thanks for talking to AM this morning.
Thanks very much.